Hello again, Mike O'Connor, Sex and Podcasting. A show that doesn't really have anything to do with sex at all. I just put the word in and call it explicit to get your attention. This is a show about community podcasting, sort of the internet equivalent of community radio. Let's continue the Podcasting 101 series. This one's about editing, which I know isn't the most exciting sounding thing in the world, but it's actually pretty fun, so stick with me on this one. This will be okay. The show is in two parts. First, why do you do editing? And some interesting sort of questions about podcasting in general. And then a real quick thing at the end on how to do it. Here are the reasons I edit these podcasts. I do edit them. There are a bunch of reasons why. One is that, you know, I make a lot of mistakes. And I edit out the big ones. I don't edit them all out, but, you know, the really bad ones, the dorky ones, I do. And, you know, I think that's a good thing. Knowing that I can edit that stuff out empowers me a little bit. I don't freeze up in front of the mic. I don't worry a whole lot about making mistakes because I know I can come along later and fix it. Sometimes I'll get, you know, completely goofed up and just drift off into nowhere land. And again, it's no problem. I can just sort of think back to the beginning of the sentence where I got in trouble and take a breath to leave a little gap and then carry on and know that I can fix it. Another reason to edit these shows is to shorten them up. I when I'm putting these shows together, I try to stay pretty close to the 10-minute mark, and I find that it's a lot easier to just sort of blather on for a while and then edit the shows down to length rather than writing a script and trying to get it exactly right. And at the same time, it's a great way to sort of focus the shows and get rid of the rambling and so on and so forth. It's nice to be able to sort of listen to what I've said and take the parts that are sort of irrelevant out, but afterwards, rather than having, again, to stick to a script. And then the last and actually the main reason that I do it is because I think editing is fun. I'm a old-time audio editor, used to edit tape back in the 60s and 70s, and it's a lot like computer programming for me. You know, get a lot of immediate feedback that the edit really worked out well, just like you get immediate feedback when you're doing computer programming, because right away you know whether it worked or not. So I do it mostly because it's fun. Now, a lot of folks don't. A lot of podcasters don't edit their shows. This form is still evolving a lot, and a lot of podcasts are unedited, actually kind of militantly unedited, where people will say, no, you know, I don't want to edit, I want to just go through it, and to edit it would be to, you know, would reduce its authenticity. And I think that's fine. I think that's another great way to do radio, but for me, a lot of the things that I do, I think, are distracting and reduce how listenable these shows are. So I actually think it's a good idea to edit the stuff, kind of tidy them up. And so I do. So there. But it's a choice. You know, you don't have to if you don't want to. Anyway, let's assume that you do want to do a little editing. This is the how-to part of the show, and I'm going to continue to assume that you're using Audacity to do your recording. If you're using something else, the idea is the same, but the specific gizmo will vary, and I won't go into that here. You'll have to figure this out for yourself. Anyway, try it yourself. Head into Audacity, where you will find that there are six little tools in the upper left corner, and eventually we'll get through them all. But today, the one that you really want to look at is called the Selection tool. It's the one right underneath the File menu. Or record a little something the way we did a few episodes back, and then just fool around with what you can do with editing. All the sort of intuitive cut, paste, copy kinds of things that you probably know how to do in word processing work pretty much the same in Audacity. And one of the things you're going to find is that it's hard to edit sometimes because you can't quite get to the right place on the word. And that's where there's a little tool on the right side up on the top called Zoom In, which lets you make the waveform bigger and bigger and bigger. Just for fun, zoom all the way in and see what happens. What you'll eventually get to is every single number that represents the waveform. It's amazing how fine the detail you can get with those kinds of tools. And again, I just think that is completely cool. Back when I was doing editing on tape, I didn't have that capability, and so the tape defined how much room I had to edit, and if I didn't have enough room, I just had to chop away and hope for the best. So I think that Zoom gizmo is totally cool. Anyway, that's editing. Another really important basic thing for podcasting, and especially for community podcasters. I think it's a great way to sharpen up your stuff after you've recorded it rather than having to get it perfect the very first time. So have fun, and I hope you enjoy it. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire, so I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. You can join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.